Ben, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. Wait, sorry. So, what are we doing? Are we getting her to pull over? Is she able to pull over first? Okay. Okay, what's her name? How old is she? In WA. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hey Rebecca, you're just through to Lily. How are you? Yeah, very well, thank you. I hear that you're driving, so we're going to do it the fact find first and then the breakdown. Is that correct? Okay. Perfect. Not a problem. Are you driving anywhere nice? Oh. Oh, so enjoy some downtime while you've got it, hey? Okay, perfect. Well, just before we start, I'm just going to shoot you over my company text just so you can see where I'm calling from. It's got all our details on there. But for the fact find part, it will just be all things off the top of your head, as I'm sure Owen mentioned. You won't need anything for this. This is purely so the advisors can tailor the advice to you and also for your insurance review. So I just want to confirm that your first name is spelled REBECCA and then last name CAMPBELL. Is that correct? Lovely. And I've got you currently sitting at the age of 49. What was your date of birth? Okay. 29th of Jan, 77. Lovely. And then is this your best contact number ending in 600? Perfect. And the email on the inquiry is beckandcaitlin07@gmail.com. Is that still the best one for you? Amazing. And then your best home and postal address, or if they're the same. I know some people have a PO box. Oh, sorry, cut out a little bit there. Was it seven? And what was the postcode on that one, sorry? 6230, lovely. And that's the same as your postal, hey? Amazing. And then your current marital status, are you married, single, de facto? Married. And do you mind if I grab your partner's name? Wayne. Perfect. And is Wayne a similar age to you, bit older, a bit younger? 42, lovely. And does Wayne have a similar balance in his super? Bit more, bit less? Don't worry if you don't know. Okay. Okay, got it. I know it's not really dinner time conversation anyway. And then do you have any children under the age of 18? No. Okay, perfect. Well, the next couple of questions is just a little bit regarding your employment. So what is your current job title? Nice. Do you enjoy it? Yeah. I hear that a lot. Have you been doing it for long? Oh, Oh, wow. I hope more better days than not then. And then practice nurse, is that kind of like a doctor's practice, or what kind of thing does your, for example, daily roles and responsibilities, are you kind of like running a team, consulting? Oh no, sorry, I said your daily roles and responsibilities within your work. I said, for example, is the practice like a doctor's practice, like a surgery kind of thing? Yeah, a GP. Okay, so you're running the GP, is that correct? Yeah, nice, perfect, running a GP. And then that's kind of liaising with doctors and patients, that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh nice. Yeah, you're probably everyone's therapist as well, hey? And then is this solely an office-based role, or are you ever hands-on with the patients? Okay. Perfect. And then what's the name of your current employer? For health. Okay, perfect. And then is this currently a full-time role? Lovely. And then have you got any relevant uni or trade qualifications relating to this current role? Or is it all just experience? No, lovely. Perfect. And then what would be your gross income per annum? So pre-tax, this is what the advisors will use to predict your future contributions going into your super. $90,000? Yeah, okay, perfect. Lovely. And then your household income, so you and Wayne combined, do you know roughly what that may be? $210,000, lovely. And now I'm sure this one varies, but roughly your expenditure per week. So this is including any rent or mortgage payments, any other bills, and then your day-to-day. Now, like I said, I'm sure this varies, so it can be a ballpark figure, and we can also do it monthly or fortnightly if that's a bit easier. Yes, preferably just your share, but obviously I know a lot of couples do it together, so if we can do it together if that's easier. Okay, perfect. Yeah, okay, perfect. And then if you're in a position to do so, no problem if not, but how much could you put away in savings per week, or again, fortnightly, monthly, if you're in a position to do so? That's fair enough. The cost of living these days is going crazy, so we hear that more often than not, to be fair. Oh, wow. Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, cool. Nice. And then your current employer, are they contributing just the standard 12% into your super, or are you getting a little bit more than that? Yeah, lovely. And are you contributing anything on top of that into your super, either pre or post tax? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, what I can do, Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll make a note for the advisors and they can give you some advice around extra contributions. They'll take a look at your current situation and then they'll factor also in when you have a conversation with them, that job that's coming up, and they can just kind of put in a bit of a plan with you to if you did want to make some extra contributions. Okay, perfect. Lovely. And then what age would you like to access your super? So the standard retirement age is 67, but when do you think you'll be in a position to retire? Okay, perfect. And then let's say you're 67 tomorrow, all your bills are paid, you're ready to hang up your work boots. In today's dollars, what do you think would be a comfortable income to live off week to week? So you're currently on around 500 at the moment. Would you like a similar amount, a bit more, a bit less? Oh, sorry, I'll repeat that, not a problem. So let's say you're retiring tomorrow, all your bills are paid and you're ready to hang up your work boots. In today's dollars, what do you think would be a comfortable income to live off? So you're currently on around 500 at the moment. Would you like a similar amount, a bit more, a bit less? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll go with that for now. And then the next couple of questions are just a little bit regarding your assets and liabilities. Now, this will affect your insurances. So we'll start with your current housing situation. Are you renting? Do you have a mortgage? Do you own that property? Renting, not a problem. And what are you paying for that one? $550 per week. And then is that split between you and Wayne, or is it just one of you paying for that one? That's the other side. Okay, perfect. Yeah, not a problem. it all starts adding up very quickly otherwise, hey? and then debt-wise, any car loans, personal loans, credit cards, anything like that in your name or split between the two of you? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Do you know roughly what's left owing on that one? $5,500. Lovely. And then do you know what the maximum for that one would be? Yeah. $5,500. Not a problem. And then anything else regarding debt at the moment in your name? Okay, perfect. And then on the flip side, any other assets, if you own any shares, vehicles, rainy day savings, anything like that in your name or split between you and Wayne? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, it gets you from A to B. Perfect. Anything else regarding assets or liabilities at the moment? Okay, perfect. Well, the next couple of questions, again, for insurance purposes, are just a few health details. So are you currently a smoker or a vapor? No, lovely. And then just for BMI purposes, on an average, what would your height in centimetres and weight in kilograms be? Now, this can be very rough. I do apologise for having to ask that one, Rebecca. It's the worst one. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, no judgment. Perfect. Lovely. And then are you currently managing any health diagnosis? So anything physical or mental? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And you're just taking that's the only medication you're taking is just to treat the thyroid? Okay, perfect. So let's hope you do take that then. Okay, perfect. and then have you had any major surgeries in the last 7 years? I know that one was 15 years ago, but any in the last seven? No. Okay, perfect. And then have you ever claimed on insurances before, such as TPD or income protection? No, lovely. And do you know roughly how much annual and sick leave you have left owing? Nice. Deserve a holiday. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, at least you've got a nice 2 weeks off. Hopefully you won't spend it all the time at the speedway riding. And then just outside of your superannuation, do you have any external insurance policies for life insurance, TPD or income protection? No, perfect. Do you have a will in place at the moment? No. Is this something that you may want the advisor's help in creating? Yeah, not a problem. And your super would be an asset. Yeah, there is a thing on your super called beneficiaries. So if you have someone listed as a beneficiary, that is whoever the money does go to. So it's completely up to you if you want a will on top of that, or you just want to have one or the other. Completely self personal choice. Yeah, okay, not a problem. And then have you been bankrupt or insolvent in the last 5 years? No, lovely. Well, the next couple of questions are just a little bit regarding your goals and objectives. So what is something that you would like to achieve in the next 12 months? Now, this can be financial or personal, anything at all. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Never know. The house prices are crazy at the moment, though, hey? Nice. Yeah. Nice. Have you got a specific thing that you want to go into, or are you kind of staying in the same career path? Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. Perfect. And then same question, but 1 to 5 years. So a little bit longer time frame now. Anything that you would like to achieve in this time with this house deposit? Do you want to maybe have had in the next 5 years purchase that house, or just be ready to be in more of a position to buy that house? Nice. Okay. Do you have a rough budget that you're working towards, or not sure just yet? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It gives you a bit more freedom, hey, if it's just the two of you. Is this going to be your first property that you've bought? Yeah, okay. Has anyone ever spoken to you about the first home ownership scheme? So it's where you use your super to help save for the deposit. If you'd like, I can make a note and the advisors can just go into a bit more detail with that for you and just kind of give you some more information around that. Yeah, okay, perfect, lovely. And then that's kind of the main goal for the next 5 years then, just getting that house purchased. Hey, Rebecca, did I cut out again there? Yeah, no, that's okay. That's all good. I'm not, don't worry. I was just saying, for the next 5 years, is that kind of the main goal? Get that house purchased. And is there anything else? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Lovely. And then retirement goals. How would you like to spend your ideal retirement? What does that kind of look like for you? All the things you can't do now, you know, don't set an alarm, go lie on the beach all day. Yeah. 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 All right. That's definitely number one priority then. Nice. So just kind of having some time, spending some kind of quality time. Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to put that, not at the speed races. And then your insurances. I know we haven't gone through your super breakdown just yet, but just regarding your insurances, as I'm sure Owen would have mentioned, the advisors will do a full review on these. Is there anything specific you would like them to target? Are you just kind of open to their recommendations? Are you wanting to make sure that the family's covered? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And then have you ever worked with a financial advisor before? No. Okay. Perfect. Well, the next couple of questions I've got just are what's called the risk profile. So there's no right or wrong answer, just in an ABC format, whichever you see is most fit. So question number one is, how would you describe your general understanding of the financial market? A, I'm experienced with all investment classes and I understand the various factors that influence performance. B, I understand that markets fluctuate up and down in value based on current events and share performance. Or C, I have average understanding, enough to know not to put all my eggs in one basket. C, lovely. And then in respect to your super, which investment style would you be most comfortable with? High risk, high reward, medium risk, medium reward, or low risk, low reward? Medium. Perfect. And then if you did see a significant drop in your portfolio balance due to adverse market conditions, what would your reaction be? A, I would invest more money to take advantage of the lower share price, expecting future growth. B, I would leave my investments in place and wait for performance to improve. Or C, I would seek advice from my financial advisor. C, lovely. And then have you ever invested in direct shares before? Just like shares on the stock market. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I'll put yes to that one then. Lovely. Well, the very last thing we need on my end, Rebecca, is just what's called the breakdown. Is there a safe place for you to pull over and we can run through your HESTA, or do you need me to give you a call back when you've got to your destination? Okay. Definitely don't do that then. Do you know roughly how long you're going to either be able to pull over or when you got to your destination, and I can just schedule that one in? Okay. Let's have a look on Monday. Yeah, we can definitely do that. You're in WA, hey? Okay, perfect. When would be a good time? And I'll just pencil that one in. Yeah, yeah. Okay, perfect. I'll book you in for 7:30. I'll only need you on your HESTA for maybe 5 minutes, and then we've done all the hard work, so that'll be all of it. Perfect. Well, I've booked you in for then. I'll send you a text in the morning anyway, just to confirm. But it's been a pleasure getting to know you, Rebecca, and best of luck with your review. No worries. Have a safe drive and enjoy your weekend. Thanks. Bye.